You are listening to WBFY 100.9 Belfast, Maine, your hyperlocal station. We are about to go live for What's So Funny? Here we go.
That was funny, Wiley. Thank you. That's our very talented engineer, Wiley Fowler. We have a full house here today, folks. This is Ginny Ford, co-host of What's So Funny, and my other co-host sits across from me. Her name is
Sonia Vasquez.
Yes, and we have a special guest today, an in-studio guest. It's Charlotte Herbold.
Yeah.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, Ginny. Hi, Sonia. Hi, Wiley.
Okay, well, as I say, it's a full house and no one turned the fans on. Anyway, Charlotte has some notes she brought with her.
I brought a few notes, not to be left without. I'm rarely without something to say anyway, but I made notes just in case
yes.
I ran out.
Yes. Being a teacher and all.
Right.
A professor.
And an actor.
And an actor, not to mention. A director as well.
Yes, all three of us met at the Belfast Maskers.
That's right. Yeah. We did.
They
That's
rue
right.
the day.
Now, do you have a specific topic in mind, Charlotte?
Well, I figured I'd just talk about being old, because nobody says, what do you want to be when you grow old?
That's true.
They say, what do you want to be when you grow up, right?
Yeah.
But people don't always like to think about being old. I do happen to like it, so I thought I might explain what I like about it, what I don't like about it, and it's all funny. Because you just don't think of yourself as old.
True.
You grow up, you think of yourself, you have all kinds of dreams and hopes and plans, but you don't plan on being old. But if you're lucky enough to be old, and if you learn how to do it, then you can be very happy.
Doing old.
Being old, mm-hmm. right, being old. So my topic is... First of all, what's fun about being old? Well, I love getting paid for not working. If you've had a job...
Face the mic. Yep.
If you've had a job and you paid into any kind of a retirement account or whatever, Social Security, whatever, you have money for not working, which is simply astonishing. Most of my life, I worked hard. I was a student for many years. I have eight children. We lived on a farm in Maine. They grew up there. My husband died, so I brought them up by myself, and we worked all the time. And there was always that feeling of, what do I have to do next?
Yeah.
What do I have to do next? When I was a young girl, up until the time I was 10 or 12, I used to love waking up on Saturdays and thinking, Oh, what can I do with today? I'm free. And old age has that kind of freedom.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. I mean, you get to say you don't have to do anything if you're lucky. I don't have anybody to take care of. And if they want to be taken care of, I refuse. I don't want to take care of anybody. It's hard enough to take. They don't have to take care of me either.
Yeah, it works
that's
both
right.
ways.
So
yep.
that's good. Belfast is a great place to be old. There's a ton of stuff to do. There's senior college, there are book clubs, there are classes of all sorts, there's the Y, there's just, I see old people bicycling around, people with whiskers. I go to
those
the...
Those were cats.
And they
those
volunteer.
Were cats.
Right, everybody volunteers. Here, there, and everywhere. I volunteer, and as Jenny does, at the Troy Howard Middle School. We're tutors. So we show up at 7:15, two mornings a week,
yep.
and we take care of we tutor our young friends. Tomorrow, I'm taking my tutor kid to see Spider-Man. And it's going to be a great day.
Now,
so
how does that figure into your tutoring?
It doesn't. It's just a treat.
That's funny.
I miss him.
Yeah, we do get attached to the boys, you know. I hope my young student is not listening because I opted not to go to Spider-Man.
Okay.
Instead, I'm taking someone out who recently had a birthday.
Oh.
Yes, I'd much rather have dinner at Chez Michelle.
Oh, you and me both, baby. Thank you.
Sorry, Laith, if you're listening.
Well, birthdays are getting old. That's good,
it's
right?
It's a good thing.
That's a good
yep.
thing.
And we have all our parts.
Right.
Well, speak for yourself.
Winks. Every so often, I go to Hannaford, or I'm on the street, and somebody old will come along and wink. Do you know why they wink?
Yes, because you're so cute.
No, it's
That's
because
it, Charlotte.
It's because they get it, and I get it. We're old, right?
Yes.
And you can run around winking at people all you want.
Yep.
Just, you know, we're both still here. Isn't
yes.
that good?
Isn't that wonderful?
So that's sort of, that's kind
I'm going to start
funny.
Winking myself.
We right. do get away with a lot more. I don't think you're in the category yet of being able to wink.
Why?
Well, because you're too young, let me say.
I'm 69. That's young?
That. Yeah.
What about that highly placed official?
Yeah, I know. Would you like to tell us that story?
Later. Go ahead.
Okay, later.
Yeah.
Do you have more, Charlotte?
Oh, yes, I have quite a bit more. The other day at Hannaford, a man very kindly lifted I drink a lot of fizzy water, you know, soda water. And I bought a big carton full, and he lifted it up and put it on the counter and said, "Doesn't get any easier, does it?" And I said, "Yeah, it does."
Yes, it does.
It
yes,
does it in does. My case.
He was the cup half empty kind of person, maybe?
Yeah. Attitude is everything.
Yeah.
It always is. I love watching my children and my grandchildren. I have 8 children, 16 grandchildren,
wow.
and 3 great-grandchildren.
Wow.
And in exactly 10 days, I think it's 10 days, 9 days maybe, they're all coming to Maine. They
Are
come every
away?
Summer. And I'm looking forward to going down to Mount Desert Island. See, I have a small apartment now. It's not a small apartment. I mean, for an apartment, it's decent.
It's pretty nice, yeah.
Yeah, but nobody can come and live with me, really, very comfortably. They can
Planned
come.
That way.
Right, that's right. So
Russell Crowe just
I told
called.
Them I was
Russell
going to.
Called. What do you think?
Yeah.
I bet you make room for Russell Crowe. Liam Neeson.
I said, no, I don't want any partners. Thank you very much. I really like being by myself
yes.
in my own little house. I learned finally, it took me forever to learn how to entertain myself.
You're kidding. I would think you'd have learned that long ago.
Well, but I was always giving way to other people, as most women do. You know, I was somebody's daughter, somebody's mother, somebody's wife, somebody's this.
Dog,
I had,
cat.
Right.
Yeah.
I had, so I've finally learned to entertain myself very nicely, and that's what I keep on doing. But I love watching the kids grow up. And I get to tomorrow, Thursday, one of my granddaughters who's become a film editor is going to come and stay with me. So we're going to hang out.
That's fine.
I love hanging out with them one at a time, and also my own kids. But I don't have to care. I don't have to worry about them. I do worry some about my children, but I try not to. I try very hard to let go and let them live and let me live. It is also true that, I have to tell my doctor's story. I went to for my physical last week.
Yeah.
My doctor, my wonderful doctor, Peter, I told him, I said, you know, I had this memory lapse. I couldn't remember anybody's name at the farmer's market. And he said, so what? Huh. I said, I think I should be tested for Alzheimer's. He said, what do you want to do that for? He said, I just came from a conference at Harvard. There's no cure. What do you want to know if you have
Why do you
it
care
for?
If you have it?
Look
I
at all the
it.
New people you'll meet.
Right.
Hey, I was out with Sonia recently at a friend's house, and I called the friend up because she wasn't answering her door. So I said, oh, Bev, I'm outside with, and I completely lost Sonia's name.
I know.
It could have been Fred.
Hello.
Yeah.
Well, but then it pops back in.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't popping back in for you?
It did finally. Yeah, it did. But temporarily, I just look at people and I couldn't remember who the hell they were.
You know.
Anyway.
I'm at the age now where I'm not embarrassed to say to someone, geez, you know what? Your name has like completely slipped my mind. Because I'm old. And, you know, you're forgiven stuff like that.
Yeah. Right. Well, I don't, you know.
And it's not that we're like old, decrepit, but what it is we have so much information in our heads.
Yeah, your mind is like a computer and things fall out. And the things that fall out are the most recent things. I can remember everything from years and years ago. Yep. At least I think I can. I don't know for sure. But anyway, they say there's a downside to being old, and of course, part of it's all about health.
Yes.
And you have to be willing. Number one, you've got to exercise. Absolutely, you've got to, or you're going to be in big trouble. And I just started walking a half an hour a day, and I'm already getting stronger.
Good.
And better.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad about that. I do have arthritis. I had two grandmas. One of them I adored. The other one I could not stand.
Ooh.
My mother's mother was so gloomy and so sort of sad. She'd given her life away to other people. She had 11 kids. Oh, and she was always sad.
Yeah. I think I would be too.
Yeah.
No, that's funny.
Well, it was tough. You know, these were tough people. I was brought up in Salt Lake City in a Mormon family, and they walked. A lot of those people walked across the United States, 2,000 miles. They
Why?
Are tough people. Because they were pioneers.
When the hell did they have time to have all those kids if they're walking across the United States?
Well, her mother, I think, was the one who came across the United States.
They didn't have covered wagons?
A whole bunch of kids.
Somebody had a covered wagon.
Yeah.
Those
I think a lot of them walked, though, most of the way.
Wow.
So, anyway, they were tough people. People can do hard things. I know that. But she was just gloomy. My other grandmother... My grandmother Christensen was so fun to be with. I could not wait. She was interested in me. It wasn't about her.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go down to the Bluebird Cafe and sit in tall-backed booths and eat things and talk. And I just loved being with her.
This was in Salt Lake?
It was in a small town north of Salt Lake. Anyway,
okay.
But it's...
Was she a Mormon, too?
Not a very good one,
oh,
no.
Okay.
She kind of bagged it. But anyway, I think I learned from them. I was always afraid of people who were dark and down. So I didn't want to be around them. Anyway, my two grandmas. There are things you have to accept besides that stuff is going to happen to your health. And one of them is that you're going to be a bystander.
Yeah.
You're not going to be center stage anymore.
True.
People are not going to pay attention to you.
Yeah.
You're not going to get the roles that you might want.
I hate that.
I haven't done plays for like 2 or 3 years because it's too hard to remember my lines. Mm. I can do it, but it takes...
Really?
It takes... a lot more effort to memorize lines than it
I
used to.
I couldn't remember my lines when I was in my 20s.
Yeah. So I have to find other ways to entertain myself. And what I do is teach in senior college, which I like a lot.
And rope people into doing all sorts of things that they had no plans to do.
Right. That's right.
And then making them enjoy them.
Yeah. Charlotte's classes are the most fun. Yeah.
Well... I like
Except
people
a lot.
Except
for those Shakespeare ones.
Yeah.
You like what?
I like people a lot.
Yeah.
And so I like to be with them. And I wouldn't want to just sort of hang out by myself
Not
all
the
time.
No, there's a balance.
Yeah. But when I'm working on something, then I'm happy.
I like Wiley because he helps us a lot.
Yeah. I like Wiley, too.
It's nice to have some youth in the room here.
Yes, there is. It's old biddies.
Let's see if I can think of anything else. Well, what have I learned? Let's see. You can't change other people. That I know. And I spent a lifetime trying to do it.
Don't we all?
And But when you get old, you say, no. I mean, if you learned anything, you can't change. You better face reality and deal with life the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And feed the side of yourself that's sort of positive and joyful.
Oh, you got it.
That I learned from my grandmother. And that's it.
When she's done.
That's it. I'm done. The end.
Well, thanks for your wit and wisdom. And that was quite interesting. We'll talk a little bit more, but good. Mr. Wiley wants to give the weather report.
All right.
All righty, now time for the weather. Currently, it is 73 degrees Fahrenheit and 23 degrees Celsius. Tonight, it is going to be partly cloudy, then a chance of showers towards the afternoon with a low of 63. Then tomorrow there is a chance of showers, then severe thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 72. And then Tuesday night, chance thunder showers and mostly cloudy. There is a hazardous weather outlook for some of the areas for, I believe, severe thunder showers, and that's the weather. For events, there's nothing happening tomorrow.
Thank you, Wiley.
Thanks, Wiley.
That was very interesting weather report. I have a few questions I was thinking of asking Charlotte or Sonia, either.
You're going to ask me a question?
Yes, well...
It's Charlotte's show.
Well, that's all right. Well, you can jump in if you have a good answer.
We got plenty of space here.
Okay, Charlotte. Even Wiley can answer it, if it pertains. what is the funniest thing that has ever happened to you in a job interview?
I don't know if I was a liar, but I'm really good at pretending. I'm really good.
You're an actor.
And I was desperate for a job. I was living in Europe, and we had very little money. So I went to apply for a job as some sort of secretarial assistant, and they said, can you do... shorthand. And I said, oh, yes, but I can't. So they said, well, we think we'll give you a test. Oh, Jesus. No. So I took this thing, and I made up all these little squiggles. And and when I got through, they said, well, we think you need more practice.
Oh, that's pretty daring. Wow. I like that story.
That's a good story.
What a nut.
How about this question? What is the scariest encounter you have ever had with a wild animal?
My boyfriend back in 52.
I knew you were going to say something about a man.
I lived in Ethiopia.
Okay. Did you? I had a farm in Africa.
My husband and I went out into the bush. I had a child who was a little over a year, not a year, she was more like 6 months old, but I'd left her with a neighbor and a nurse. Anyway, we went out into the bush in an open air Jeep, and we ran out of gas. And we took with us one student. Well, I could hear lions roaring.
Oh, my gosh.
And the student... His eyes were as big as saucers.
Like John's, yes.
We had to wait. Well, my husband went and found some. He knew where, we weren't that far from the village. He had to walk to the village and get some gas, but that was very scary.
Wow. How did you happen to be in Ethiopia?
We lived there. We taught there.
Wow.
After we graduated from college together at the same time, we went to Europe and then we went to Africa.
What a life.
No, it's amazing. She has a lot of stories. We'll have to have Charlotte on again sometime. Now, I want to ask this question of Sonia.
Uh-oh.
And you better give the right answer. Who is the most consistently upbeat person you have ever known?
She's pointing at Charlotte.
Well,
consistently upbeat. I'd have to say Charlotte.
Yeah.
I have to honestly say. You are. Well.
There are others.
There are a few. I'm pretty upbeat.
Yes, you are.
I'm pretty upbeat.
Well,
yes,
certainly
you
wouldn't
are.
Be me. Okay, who's the most famous person you've ever met, Charlotte?
When I was 15 years old, my parents took my sister and me to Europe. We stayed in England at the Grosvenor House, and next door to me stayed Orson Welles, and I spent my whole time spying on Orson Welles. Another time, my husband happened to be from Hollywood, so my parents came to visit us when we were staying with my in-laws, and I went down, I was waiting for my parents in the courtyard of the motel where they were staying, and this I had my little girl, Sarah, with me, and we were playing by the fountain, and along came this very dissipated-looking man with all different colors of hair. Well, it was Errol Flynn.
Wow.
And he played with my daughter. Anyway, he looked like he was pretty much done. But
I think of him as dapper. What,
I know. Why was what she caused
he just looked very, very dissipated and old, and his hair was...
How sad.
I think he drank a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was sad, but...
Yeah. If you had to wear those tights all the time, you'd be sad, too.
Right.
I once dated a boy who told me when he was a little boy, his folks had a place up in New Hampshire, a cottage, like, for the summer, and they wanted to go up one evening, so they had the next-door neighbors, like, babysit.
Mm-hmm.
And who was it but Dina Merrill and Cliff Robertson.
Whoa.
All right.
So, like, how cool is that?
For two for the price of one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, which of the 50 states would you be happiest to move to if you had to?
Whoa.
I'd probably move to California. I came from Berkeley. I didn't grow up there, but I came from Berkeley. I like San Francisco a lot. It's changed for the worse because it used to be, you know, very sort of equal. Everybody felt equal and people didn't sort of, there wasn't a lot of social inequality. Now there is. There, every house costs $1 million at least, and there are tent cities under the bridge. I don't like that.
Oh, that's sad.
But what do you like about it that made you answer that?
It's still sort of right-minded. I happen to really like Jerry Brown.
Yes.
I like the fact that he doesn't do what this president tells him to do.
Yes.
And there's enough left of the San Francisco that I knew,
yes,
so that I like,
yes,
it. There are a bunch of neat little towns across the Golden Gate Bridge, too.
Sausalito.
Yeah. And Fairfax. I like Fairfax.
There are also little towns similar to that when you take the coast route in Southern California along. It's like going back in time between San Diego and L.A. It's amazing. And there are plenty of places there that still have that ambiance.
Yeah.
Cool.
Pretty cool.
Okay, now I think Charlotte may have already answered this question, but what one little known fact about you would perhaps come as the biggest surprise to people who think they know you well? And I think the fact that you lived in Africa, in Ethiopia, would, you know, surprise a lot of people. But is there anything else, Charlotte?
Well, I don't know. I can't think at the moment. I'll think about it. You can ask Sonia something.
What could I ask Sonia? Is there anything surprising about you that would shock you?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
That you're not really a flirt?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, hello. How do I flirt? Yes. Some people get this, but some people don't. That those of us who appear very outgoing are actually quite shy. And the reason we are good at acting or pretending to be something is that it allows us to put you away from ourselves and just take on this other persona. Also, people are surprised to learn that I'm a loner, that I need to be alone as much as I need to be in company, because the only way some of us can be who we are in the world is by balancing it with quiet time, reading, studying, whatever
recharging.
It is. Recharging. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good way to put it.
I'd like to know if Ginny agrees with this. I think there's such a thing as taking yourself too seriously. I am not particularly good at introspection.
Yes.
And when I do it, it makes me gloomy. So I just don't do it very much.
Maybe that's why I'm so gloomy.
No, you don't.
Why do you say that, Satsak?
You are very good at doing things, at being people.
And being and helping people.
Yeah. So you're good at that. So
and you push yourself.
That.
Yeah, I do.
You
push
yourself. Yep. And I like that. I admire that. You push beyond that. You know. Whatever it is that you want, you say, no, I'm gonna be a co-host on the, you know, or have my own show. I mean, many people wouldn't.
Well, I'm getting braver as I get older, you know.
Give yourself permission.
Like,
why not?
Hey,
see,
the clock's running out. You know, if I'm gonna do this thing, I better do it now.
Old is good. What did I tell you?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You were
just
right,
a
Charlotte.
Number. Yeah.
I think we need to listen to one of our underwriter promos. If Wiley will push the button. Well, anyways, folks, we're going to close out early this evening because it's getting real crowded in here now because DJ Doug and Carrie just showed up. Somebody's phone's ringing or
something.
Sorry. so sorry.
It's probably a highly placed official.
Yes, probably. No doubt somebody she's flirted with. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed the show this week and our special guest, Charlotte. And I hope you will tune in next week and we will find some more stuff that's funny. So have a good week. See you next Tuesday. Thank you, Wiley. Thank you, Sonia. Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you, Jenny.